Welcome to Behind Kentucky Basketball. I'm Curtis Birch. Today we're going to be sharing a conversation that Keith Farmer of BBN Tonight and LAX 18 had with Oscar Tshiebwe after he announced his return for his senior season here in Lexington. We are presented by Thornton's. Stop by any Lexington Thornton's location and earn 5 cents off a gallon with your refreshing rewards card.
Oscar, congratulations.
Thank you.
What went into making this decision?
The decision, I've been praying about it. I had it thinking about probably putting my name in the NBA and going through the process and everything. By the way, I hear from the NBA evaluation, everything. It seems like they want to see me do something else, like probably shoot the ball like they showed me, shoot the ball, and be able to attack the rim, make it passes, like expand your game from outside. And I pray about it. I pray about it for a long time, and God has just told me he's not finished with me yet. So I decided to make my decision to be back today, and I'll be in blue again next year.
One of the toughest decisions you've ever made?
Probably the tough decision, yes. It is tough because I don't want to make a wrong choice. I don't want to make a bad choice so it can affect you, but with God I believe and I trust, and he helped me, I make a good decision.
What was Coach Calipari's advice to you?
His advice to me was like, do what is the best for you, and I'm here to help you. Either you choose to leave, we can figure it out, make a good phone call to call the team, make sure they're going to get you, they're going to take care of you. And if you decide to stay, we're going to help you again, work with the game, the team, we want to see you so you can be good. You can be good either way, but I'm here to help you in anything you want me to.
What was the team's reaction or the coach's reaction when you told them the news?
Everybody was very happy because everything we went through, we lost to St. Peter's, and that's not how we wanted to end our season. But I just said, I don't want to end my season like that. I got to go back again because my dream is to win a national championship and to be in a lottery pick one day. So if I leave right now, I don't think I accomplished my dream.
Does this decision help you and your family?
This decision helped me with my family. My mom, she's very happy because she wanted me to be happy, to do good. She don't care about anything, but my mom, she agreed with me to go back to school.
You mentioned it a little bit, but mm-hmm. What did you get feedback-wise from the NBA? What mm-hmm. do you feel like you need to work on next year at the same time helping this team win?
At the same time, they wanted me to do the same thing I'm doing, but to be able to work on my outside game, maybe 1 or 2 3-pointer in a game, and catch a ball, jump fake and attack the rim, defend, help side come, kick it out, or finish strong, and get better on dribbling. Those things, and I think I got that. God has put me in the great hands of good people. They know what they're doing, Coach Carlo, the assistants, and they're gonna help me with that, and I believe.
We've got the one trophy here. Mm-hmm. You've won a lot of trophies.
Absolutely.
Does it blow your mind a little bit in 120 some years of UK basketball? You're the first unanimous selection.
Absolutely. He blew my mind, and I just thank God for this because when I first came here, I had no dream about winning this. But I believe with God, He can do more than you can imagine. So God has given me this because I have a put in force and I trust him. And I believe anything can be done great again. That's why I'm making this decision with confidence. Most of people think go and you're gonna make your way out in the NBA. For me, trusting in God, I think God is never gonna leave me wrong. And I think I'll be good and I'll accomplish my dream anyway.
You had the chance to meet one of the guys, mm-hmm. at least, that's on here, maybe mm-hmm. a couple of them.
Absolutely.
And Bill Walton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right.
What was that like, and what kind of advice did they give you?
They gave me, I love Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He told me, you just got to be you and play your game and keep learning. This game of basketball, it takes a lot of time, but just keep giving your best and keep learning this game, you're going to get to the top. Bill, he was good too. He told me, if you want somebody to help you, point the coach card. He never want anything from you. You just want to help the kids. Listen to him. A lot of people out there, they're just going to try to take something from you, but you got to be careful. So that's what he told me. And he keep working hard.
Is there a sense of relief having this decision
Absolutely.
Made?
Now I'm good. Now I know what I'm focusing, because right now, back in like this, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I was thinking, what should I do? What should I do? I don't want to make a wrong choice. I don't want to make a bad choice. And so right now I know what I'm focusing on, and I just keep focusing, and I keep trusting God.
What will now be, because athletes every year, probably motivation changes for them. What's going to motivate you next season? Because a lot of people may say he won every award out there. What can push him to be better next year?
To be better is, I probably say, the game we lost against St. Peter's. Never be, no matter who we're going against, anybody can beat you. So you gotta use that as motivation. Like, this is little team, so as I see St. Peter's, we can lose to them just like the same. But like, so that'll be my motivation and keep making me work harder and push my teammate so we can be exactly on the same page.
How much of a part did BBN play for you in this decision? Because you love getting out and talking to people. I was with you before when you talked to some school kids. What was that part of the decision like?
The decision for this program with the people too, I love the fans, our fans. And that's why I always go out there and just help them. Some people need to hear me speak the word of God. And I'm doing this for them too, because I love how they were everywhere, follow us everywhere. And I'm here trying to make sure before I leave this place, everybody can be happy and say, Oscar, now Oscar, we don't need you, you can go now. So I am very happy, and I love our fans, and I cannot wait to see what God has for us coming up in this coming year. So I'm very excited.
The last couple of weeks, just around here, you've been so busy. I mean, going to the governor's office and, you know, being around so many fans, what's that been like these last couple of weeks?
It's been very busy. When I was thinking about after we're done with season, I'll be free. I'm done. I'm not gonna do anything. But after season, I talked to Deb. She told me, "We got this. We got this. We got this." I said, "Wow, what I gotta do? Like, I thought I'm gonna be free." And it was good. It was good to travel and go to receive these trophies. Go speak. I love to speak, especially when I speak to the youngest, because we need like how God wants us to share the word of God with especially the youngest. They gotta believe in the true things, and love to doing that. And I'll keep doing that more because I love to serve God, and I love everything I'm doing for God.
You're probably the first person from the Democratic Republic of Congo that is a Kentucky colonel.
Absolutely. I was talking about that to my mom. What does that mean? My mom, she asked, what does that mean? I said, I'm a colonel. They put out the governor for me. I'm a colonel. Like, she asked me, why? Because I was trying to explain about how I had my first meal in the United States. It was Kentucky Fried Chicken and everything. She was laughing today. And I'm happy for that too. And I'm grateful. So like to receive that from the governor, Andy, was great for me.
What will you do this summer? Will you stay around here? Will you try to go home?
Right now, like, I'm probably going to stick around. And if there's a possibility that I can go home, I'll take it and I'll just talk to the coach. But, like, right now, I don't know. I think I'll just be around. I don't want to get stuck like I did last time. But I will see. If God is there, this way, you can go and come back, and then I'll take it that way.
How excited are you for next season?
I'm very excited. I told Coach Carpe, taking me in a recruit to make sure we recruit some good people, you know? So I'm very excited, and I'm very excited for everything that's coming up. I know Coach Carpe is a recruit. He showed me so many good kids, and we got some high school kids coming. We're going to be great, I believe. I trust in the program, everybody, the coaches. I trust them, so that's why main reason I'm coming back, because I know we have good people, and they're gonna bring a good players around me.
Oscar, thanks, and congrats.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Thanks to Keith, Oscar, and BBN Tonight for making that interview happen. If you don't already, please watch BBN Tonight weeknight, 7:30 p.m. on LEX 18 here in Central Kentucky. You can also check it out online, bbntonight.com. And then check out BBN Game Day. It airs Saturday mornings. Check your local UK Sports Network affiliate. We share those on our social handles. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search UK Sports Network. We're going to wrap up the podcast here with some comments from Oscar Tshiebwe at his press conference that he did with the full media. A couple cut-ups, so you won't hear any of the questions. You'll just hear Oscar talking for 2 or 3 minutes.
I'm coming back with mindset. For me, like, I would see myself as national champion because I would win a national player of the year. Now it's time to go get the trophy to put in school somewhere. We're just going to work, and you're just going to work. I'm not coming back just to have fun because I'm not coming back just to win a national player of the year again because I would have got up like a 10 trophy. I don't even got a place in my room to put them. So I'm coming back with different mindset about to help school, to help win a championship. Coach Carr is building some good people around me. So I told him, Coach, if you need me to come with you and a recruit, I'll come with you. Tell him, like, he look good, get him. So I think we're good. We're good. And this NIL things, I just leave up to God. I live how God want me to live. I don't live my life based on things. When things, God say, like, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and the rest of things is going to be given to you. So I believe he's going to give me what I need. I travel. I went to different places. I was in California. I thought, like, when I land in California, I will be private peace. People don't know me. Soon I'm landing at the airport. Everybody, Oscar everywhere. I said, wow. Come on, man. This is not a Kentucky. Like, I thought I'm going to be at the peace. I try to go to the water and spend time to the sand. Like, people could not leave me alone. They just ask me, are you coming back? Are you coming back? Even not just Kentucky fans. Everybody, they were just trying to, they wanted to know if I'm coming back. So people are very excited, and I'm very excited to run it back. This season is going to go by fast, and it will be good. I'm very excited to see what God has prepared for us. It is good. I like when I'm a target from a lot of people. I like when people are coming for me. That's why I get more prepared. I get prepared. I study a lot than anybody in this game of basketball. Any team we go play, I'm going to put them. I'll be laying on my bed, I put on a big screen, I'm just watching them. And I'm going to learn how they're going to try to stop me. And I'll just be ready. Be ready. You got to be ready. You know, everybody going to try to say, okay, I'm going against Oscar, I got to destroy him. People going to, they're going to see what I do to Oscar. But I'm the one that got to let people do that. So I think I'll be good. I know how to prepare myself for game. God has blessed me with the best motor. Nobody else can stop me with that. If you can stop me from rebounding, now we got to run. We got to run. So you got to stop me from running. I don't think anybody can stop me from running. So I think I will be great anyway because God has blessed me with best gifts. People don't think I can do those things too at the end of, when the season is going to come because I'm up putting the work. Especially when they tell me, you got to do this, you got to do this. So now my main focus is it. I got to get that done. So it's going to be a surprise. I'm going to surprise a lot of people. Be like, wow, Oscar just good basketball player.
That's going to do it for this edition of Behind Kentucky Basketball. Thanks again to Thornton's for sponsoring this podcast. Thanks to Keith Farmer. Thanks to Oscar Tshiebwe. And thanks to you for listening. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit me up on Twitter at Curtis Burch, B-U-R-C-H. And be sure to be following along with the UK Sports Network and BBN Tonight on social media. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.